new media news in our show this week. We're becoming pods. My weekly essay called Scott Simon Says, there's a title, will be available for downloading. And we're putting our other features, music, movies, and books, as well as unexpected news twists, on a podcast called At Your Leisure from Weekend Edition. But some of our listeners may think that a podcast is something you make to wake up sleeping trout. For advice on what makes a podcast, we turn to a man that we met in a downloaded state, Gary Vaynerchuk from MindLibraryTV.com, who joins us from a New York bureau. Gary, your old great maven, good to talk to you again.
Always, always awesome to be speaking with you, my friend.
Now, you have a standing store in New Jersey. You probably wouldn't mind telling us where, right?
Sure, that's in Springfield, New Jersey, and it is obviously a large store you visited. We had a lot of fun, tasted some wine.
Yeah.
So that does great. But obviously our revolution and where everything has gone is with Wine Library TV, which is a video cast, not just audio.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been a big thing for us. And, you know, technology is so rapid, and it's just exciting to see how many people are able to embrace it. I agree with you. A lot of listeners probably are intimidated with a podcast, but I think we're going to show them now that it's basically a 10-second harmless maneuver.
Now, a lot of people end up downloading through iTunes, which sends it right to their iPods. But let's just try and find our own podcast on NPR.org, okay?
Sure.
We type in NPR.org/WESAT, which is WESAT, or you can type in NPR.org/WeekendEdition in the conventional manner, Saturday, no space. Oh, there it is. My gosh, looking at our show. And I do believe there's actually an ad for stuff that's available from the NPR shop, but we won't go into that right now. Someday they'll be selling your wine to the NPR shop, Gary. Don't you worry.
Send me that contract. I'm ready to sign
it. All right, so let me see. Now,
we're halfway down on the right.
Halfway down on the right, okay.
Well, I see your pretty face, and then underneath that, it says At Your Leisure Podcast.
Oh, my gosh. There it is. Okay. So I just hit that, right?
Correct. You click that.
Mm-hmm.
And then it gets really, really simple, because if you do have iTunes, all you have to do is press the iTunes button.
Mm-hmm.
And iTunes will pop up. And basically, all you have to do at that point is say, yes, subscribe. There's a button. It says that it's free, which is a very NPR thing to do. And basically, you're now on board with NPR. And you will get it automatically sent to your iTunes, which can go to your iPod anytime you want. So obviously, it's, you know, us Americans, we like to be nice and lazy. So these podcasts are perfect for us. Now, the flip side is there are some people out there that don't have iTunes.
Yeah.
And so there is a thing called RSS readers. And that may sound complicated, but basically you'll see a button besides the iTunes buttons that says My Yahoo, mm-hmm. which people can click pretty much. Then if they don't have a RSS reader from My Yahoo, can sign up for it at that point and we'll get the same procedure. It wouldn't go directly to your iPod, but it would go to a place where you can listen to the show. It would inform you basically on an email level that there's a new show and you'd be able to listen to the show.
Gary, what do podcasts do for you?
You know, for us, it's made us international. I mean, you know, I'm going to try to stay humble here, but I'm huge in Panama, and that was not going to happen without a, you know.
Well, I mean, I'm happy for you, my friend, but may I remind you, it's a very narrow country.
Listen, you take what you can get. You know, I'm not Scott Simon, so I got to build it up slowly. But the reality is this is a different society. The world is moving quickly, and people want things at their time. They want to be in control of their media intake. There's a lot of people who adore your show that on that Friday night might have just stayed out just a tad too late. And, you know, and in the past would have completely missed your show.
Yeah.
Now, when they wake up at 10:17, throw the coffee in there, click their podcast, and they're listening to you, that's just enabling people to have control of their lives at their time that they want. Plus, it's very good for the people like yourself because you're going to be reaching everybody who really wants to hear you.
Oh, my gosh. Gary, I'm so glad that we're doing this.
See, you never knew how good it could be.
Now, of course, we got to ask, what's the best wine for podcasting? I mean, what do you recommend?
You know, for me, having a Morgon or a Fleury or any kind of Moulin Avant Beaujolais that's $10 a bottle, $12 a bottle, while I'm listening to Scott Simon at 11 a.m. in the morning because I slept a little bit longer, is the absolute play for me.
Well, boy. Gary, always wonderful to talk to you. Thanks for guiding us through cyberspace.
My pleasure, my friend. I hope you have a nice Labor Day, and I hope we see each other soon.
Gary Vaynerchuk, his podcast is on WideLibraryTV.com. Ours is At Your Leisure from Weekend Edition.
Thank you.